Allergies.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, what's an allergy?
What?
What's an allergy?
Well, that's something you got that makes you allergic to things.
Huh?
Well, it's like a plant or dust or a cat that makes you sneeze, something like that.
Well, how could a cat make me sneeze? I just sneeze when I got a cold.
Oh, no, Leon. They give off stuff that don't agree with you.
Well, that last church I preached at, wasn't nobody agreed with me, but didn't make me sneeze.
Well, why are you asking about allergies anyways?
Well, I went to the doctor about this summer cold I got, and he said it's an allergy.
Well, what are you allergic to?
What do you mean?
Well, didn't he tell you to stay away from certain things?
Yeah, he did. I didn't understand much of it.
Well, what did he tell you to stay away from?
Now, that's the funny part. He said to stay away from house dust. Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I guess live in a cave.
House dust?
Dust? No, I ain't dusting. I'll sweep, but dusting is going too far.
No, Sam, Leon's allergic to house dust.
Well, I ain't surprised. I'm personally allergic to brooms.
Yeah, I've noticed that all right.
Say now, speaking of allergies, did you hear about them natives that lived on that South Sea island where we tested that atom bomb? They've all had to leave.
Well, what was the trouble, Sam? Was they allergic to atom bombs?
Glad you ain't allergic to driveway dust. Now, that could ruin our friendship.
What's going to ruin your friendship?
Oh, Mr. Buddy, well, we're talking about allergies.
Allergies? Are you allergic to something, Jesse?
No, Leon is.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I had a test for allergies up in Little Rock a couple of years ago. Man, was it weird.
What was weird?
Well, the doctors found out. They said I was allergic to yak hair, Brussels sprouts, and electricity bills.
Well, that's a strange combination. What did they do to you?
Well, yak hair makes me sneeze, and Brussels sprouts gag me, and electricity bills make me froth at the mouth.
Now, it's easy to stay away from the first two, but how are you going to avoid electricity bills?
Well, I'm working on it. Man, if I could just come up with a gasoline-operated phonograph.
My daddy said don't never trust nobody claiming he liked Brussels sprouts.